So firstly, Hugo, many thanks for joining us today on Talking Rugby Union. Let's start by congratulating you on an excellent career with Harlequins. It's now been a couple of weeks since that final game against Bath. What is your overall feeling now that's had time to sink in, that you're retiring from the club where you started and stayed at for all your career?
I guess the week going into the Bath game was quite an emotional week. Just you know, I guess a little bit excitement, but definitely emotional. Everything I was doing that week was for the last time. The game itself, I was really excited about, but it's hard to look forward to, because I guess essentially it's hard to look forward to doing something for the last time. But just 2 weeks on, had a bit of time, to myself, just reflect, and I guess the overriding feeling is just one that, first of all, I'll miss it, but second of all, just to kind of realise how lucky and blessed we all are as rugby players. I mean, to live incredible lives, to get paid to do something that we all absolutely love, and you know, some unbelievable opportunities, to be at one club for 14 years, one of the proudest things that I've ever done. But yeah, generally just thankful and, you know, just proud and so happy about everything that I've been able to do and achieve.
Yeah, yeah. And you did score twice on that final day against Bath, and you described after as a bittersweet moment for you. Was that because you were leaving but still managed to produce a good performance on the day?
Yeah, it's one thing. I've always proud of myself, and I've always wanted to be a big game player, and Bath was a big game for me. Obviously, with it being my last one at home, the reception was amazing. So yeah, to go out on a high is something I always wanted to do. It's one of the big reasons why I'm retiring. I said I always wanted to go out on top, and although we didn't get the win, to go out having scored two tries and man a match on the night was an unbelievable way for me to finish off my career at Harlequins.
Yeah, yeah. And just as an overall team outlook, how did you assess Quincy's season season overall, and how do you see them progressing, Hugo, for the future? Because it was such a competitive season this year, wasn't it?
Yeah, of course, and clearly it was below par for us to not be in the playoffs was, you know, a massive underachievement for us. You know, but to be perfectly honest, I just love how we've responded to it. Clearly, we've identified areas which we need to improve, and, you know, the likes of Adam Jones been signed, Tim Fisher, Jamie Roberts, you know, really, James Hall also, I can't forget him. It's amazing. I mean, disappointments happen within rugby. I've learned that on a personal level as well as a team.
Yeah.
But how you react to them, I think, is the most important thing. And the way we've reacted with those signings, I'd imagine that next year we're going to have an outstanding season. You know, obviously with our internationals just becoming more experienced and developing every year, as well as our academy guys, it's a really good mix of stars up from around the globe, as well as home-produced talent through our academy.
Yeah, yeah, and onto yourself individually, Hugo. You haven't quite hung up the boots just yet, as you're in action with the Barbarians this week and this weekend. How are you finding being part of the setup with so many high-quality players like yourself and experienced players involved?
Oh, well, it's just truly amazing. I mean, to play the likes of guys like George Smith, 111 caps for Australia, Joe Rockefogo, someone I love watching and still do, is an incredible talent. Brad Thorne, you know, everything he's done in rugby and rugby league, I mean, he makes you feel fairly pathetic when he's retired at 48 years older than me. I'm kind of wondering, maybe us wingers really aren't that soft. I mean, it's amazing just to play, mix, socialise with those boys. But equally, I mean, it is one of the best jerseys you can put on. It's incredible. I mean, people question whether the Barbarians have a place in the game, but we've only got to see the match last night just to realise exactly what it means to the guys. And for me, to finish off my career, really does take rugby back to its roots, and it takes you back to the very reasons why you wanted to play rugby in the first place. That was to meet good blokes, to play exciting brand of rugby, and just really go and enjoy it. It couldn't be, I mean, for me, it's rugby as purist.
Yeah.
And we've had a great time this week. I feel like I've been here weeks, but by Sunday, I won't believe how quickly it's gone by. And that's a great sign of how quickly we've gelled, egos left at the door, and how much time and energy we spent on. It's, in fact, we haven't spent that much energy on trying to develop as a team. It's just happened organically. It's been unbelievable. Like I said, you know, the boys last night gave everything against the Good Ireland team, and I'll be expecting a same performance, if not better, come Sunday.
Yeah, we're just touching on that Ireland game. To be fair, it was a depleted side Ireland put out. Do you expect a stronger challenge, perhaps, from England on Sunday at Twickenham?
It was a depleted side. but now what their coaching staff's like, you know, Joe Schmidt and Easterby, I mean, they're two very detailed coaches, and they would have had those boys there prepared in World Cup years where the boys got something to prove, regardless of, you know, who was in those Ireland jerseys. I mean, they're still a hell of a lot of experience and a lot of combinations they left to that, so not taking anything away from the boys at all. But yeah, England, I'd imagine, will be same mindset. Guys looking for opportunities to put their hand up, as well as guys coming back like Joe Launchbury, who hasn't had a lot of game coming in a little while. It'll be tough at Twickenham, 50,000-60,000 expected. But we're certainly not going into the game not expecting anything else apart from a real good international, and the boys will rest up their bodies from last night. We'll prepare well over the next couple of days, and we'll go out and play the only way we know when you put the
shirts on
by
Burns, right? Yeah. How do you think you individually will find lining up and walking out against England at Twickenham on Sunday? How are you feeling about the whole occasion, Eagle?
It'll be a funny experience.
Yeah.
I know a lot of the boys obviously played against them in the Premiership, but clearly I've never played against them in the Premiership, but clearly I've never played against England. That's a strange dynamic in itself, but I'm a professional, I'm a competitor, and regardless of all the emotions that go into the game, I want to win. You know, I want to give England a tough time on Saturday. I want to play well. I've got pride in my performance, and I've got pride in the jersey that I'll be wearing. So, I want to play well. I want to win more than anything.
Yeah. And just away from the pitch, Hugo, obviously you joined up with BT Sport during the Rugby World Cup this year. Are you relishing being a pundit? And is this something you've always looked about doing after retiring from the game?
I'm really looking forward to it. I mean, going from one team at Harlequin to another really good team at BT, I guess this transition's easy. Playing rubbish rugby to talking rubbish about rugby, quite simple. But no, I'm really looking forward to it, mate. I mean, there couldn't be a better year to get involved in media with the World Cup being in England. European rugby's been incredible. We've got the final on Saturday. Two of the best teams are really going at it, and to be part of another team, a very good team at BT
Sport.
You know, you look at the wealth of talent there. I couldn't get
any more
excited about getting involved.
Yeah, I mean, Hugo, I'm going to ask you to put your punditry cap on now, if you don't mind. As you know, it's been well documented that Manu Tuilagi isn't going to be in the England squad for the World Cup in September. How do you assess England's back line without him?
Manu hasn't been pleasant for a little while, which has been a shame for him. But I guess like Owen Bell, he picked up his injury, he gives opportunities to other guys to step up, and George Ford has done a pretty decent job. And hey, Jonathan Joseph is England Player of the Year. I mean, he's really kind of filled those big shoes which Manu have left. If anything, it probably narrows Stu Lancaster's focus, because there's such a wealth of talent. He probably knows who his men are now, and JJ, I mean, I think it'd be rude to call him an able deputy. He's been outstanding at 13. I think they'll do just fine. They did outstanding in the situation of coming so close. But it's more than just the players. It'll be the supporters. It'll be the whole country getting behind them. And as big a loss as Manu is, and he would be to any team, I'm sure the boys will do absolutely fine about him.
Yeah, and just a quick question on England's chances. How do you think they will cope with the expectation and the weight of a nation behind them, and will that be an advantage to them in the World Cup?
Yeah, obviously it'll be an advantage. I mean, you know, we rewind the clock to 2012 and the Olympics and see how Oakland really got behind the nation and haven't spurred people on. I remember watching Jess Emerson, her first event, breaking the world record in the hurdles. Unbelievable. We'll be looking for the same reaction. England, Fiji, the first game of the World Cup. I mean, they've got a pretty tough group, and you know, it won't just be Australia, Wales, Fiji, whoever it is playing against the 15 men. We're hoping that it'll feel like they're playing against the nation. So, I mean, we're talking about an experienced team that's out of expectation, weights of expectation, and they've come a long way since the disaster in 2011. The team really are on an upward curve, and you know, with the hopes of the nation in their hearts and the support of everyone else, I'm sure the boys will get the job done.